Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Walking in Truth. Chapter 10. Fellowship based on sincerity and truth. As children of light, Christians come from the truth, for as we saw earlier, the new creature in Christ is begotten of truth and righteousness, also implying the calling of the children of truth to speak the truth and act with one another according to the truth, as shown in the following texts. Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. 1 Peter 1:22. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Nevertheless, returning to the aspects that were addressed in the chapter differentiating truth and sincerity, we would like to reiterate once again that speaking the truth to one another and acting with an unfeigned brotherly love goes beyond simply not having the intention to lie or pretend before other Christians. When Christians are called to speak the truth to one another, this also includes or implies that they are instructed to share with their fellow believers in God what is according to the truth. That is, for Christians to be able to share the truth with each other, they also need to know the truth and grow in the knowledge of the truth that God makes available to them in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 4:20-24. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off, concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Also in the above text of Peter's letter, we can observe that it is by personal obedience to the truth, manifested in Christ Jesus, that a person achieves the purification of one's soul and is prepared for brotherly and unfeigned love towards other Christians. Thus, if Christians do not personally seek to know the truth, they will find it very difficult to carry out true fellowship with their fellow believers of faith in the Lord, or still, they will find considerable obstacles to establishing a beneficial fellowship between them. If a Christian refrains from knowing the truth and growing in it, one is opposed to coming to the light that is in God. And with this positioning, one inevitably also compromises one's fellowship with other Christians. 1 John 1:5-7. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. So that Christians can have a fellowship that builds them up, it is necessary for them to have appropriate aspects in common that ground them. And the truth is certainly one of these essential aspects to give credibility and sustainability to this fellowship. On the other hand, if a Christian does not seek the truth in the Lord and does not expose oneself to it, one also does not go through the stage of renewal or purification of one's understanding. Thus, however much a Christian may want to be sincere, if the foundations of one's understanding are not according to the truth, one's fellowship with others will be very difficult to be established appropriately, for often the conflict between the truth and that which resists the truth will be present. As much as a person is sincere when expressing what one thinks or how one sees different situations, if one seeks to oppose the truth or resist the truth, speaking against the truth, that is, lying against the truth, one also acts in favor of contentions and factious feelings, as mentioned in the text below. James 3:13-16. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. As we mentioned in the chapter differentiating truth and sincerity, even though sincerity is a widely necessary part of the fellowship among Christians, it is not sincerity that validates, accredits, or grounds the truth, but it is the truth that validates, accredits, or grounds the truth, as well as the sincerity. The above point shows us, then, one more reason why every Christian is called to be first exposed to fellowship with Christ and with His Word in every moment of one's life, so that one may be instructed by the Lord in the truth, have one's understanding purified of what is not compatible with the truth, and practice fellowship according to the truth and with sincerity with other Christians. Nevertheless, if Christians individually do not long for the truth, do not receive the love of the truth, and do not give due attention to the instruction of the Spirit of the Lord in all truth, they will not place themselves in a suitable condition to have true fellowship even if they have sincerity as their goal. Therefore, the personal longing for the truth and the love of the truth that is in Christ Jesus should always precede the collective meetings of fellowship among Christians, so that these meetings are for edification, for without having the truth as a reference parameter, also all kinds of confusion of ideas and feelings take place among those who are distanced from the truth, even if they claim to be gathering in the name of the Lord. Added to this, we remember here that speaking the truth with fellow people is also never distorting that Christ is the truth, that He is the eternal Lord seated at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, as well as always declaring that there is no other Savior, mediator between God and any human being, shepherd of His flock, head of His body, and the bridegroom of His church besides our Lord Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:3-6. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. When people begin to act contrary to the will of God, calling their fellow people teachers, guides, leaders, priests, Levites, or fathers of their lives, they put the Lord's truth towards them aside, reaping, however, because of their actions, so many confusions, disputes, contentions, destruction, and frustrations. 1 Corinthians 3:3-4. For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? For this reason, for a Christian to live and walk in the truth, including for fellowship with other Christians, one personally and directly needs to be or abide in the truth. That is, one needs to be in Christ, who is the truth and in everything acts according to the truth. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Matthew 23:8-10. But you, do not be called rabbi, or teachers, guides, or leaders, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your Father, He who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, or guides or leaders, for one is your teacher, the Christ. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.